Weiß ich den Weg auch nicht,
although I do not know the way,
weißt ihn
wohl, yet you know it.
Das macht die Seele still und
friedenvoll.
Ist doch umsonst,
it is in vain,
dass ich mich sorgend
mühe, that I make efforts and
I'm sorrowful. Ängstlich schlägt mein Herz, sei spät, sei's früh. Du weißt den Weg ja doch,
you know the way,
weißt die,
yes,
Zeit,
you know the time.
Dein Plan ist fertig schon,
your plan is ready. I praise you for the power of love. I glorify the grace which you have given unto me.
Du weißt, woher der Wind so stürmisch weht.
Lord, you know from where the wind bloweth so stormy.
Und du gebietest ihm, kommst
you
nie
command it,
zu spät.
And you never come too late.
Drum wart ich still.
Therefore, I wait quietly.
Dein Wort ist ohne Trug.
Your word is of no lie. You know the way for me, and this is sufficient. You know the way for me, and this is sufficient. We begin this service in the name of the Lord here in Krefeld, and we greet to it all our brothers and sisters worldwide very warmly. We are convinced the Lord will also speak to us through His Word, through His Holy Spirit working in our midst, in our hearts. No one of us knows how long this pandemic will last. Only one knows it, the Lord. We are grateful for the grace which He has given to all of us. Throughout all these months and weeks which are behind us, via the internet, we can listen to sermons from the 80s. And the echo which has reached us is very mighty. We are all blessed beyond asking and understanding. Praise and thanks be unto the name of our Lord. I read as the word of introduction a couple of verses from Jude. Jude, I start with verse 3. The epistle of Jude, verse 3. Here it says, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Praise and thanks. Verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Verse 24 and 25. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Und in alle Ewigkeit. Amen.
Bis hierhin dieses kostbare Up to here, this precious word. We are grateful that the Lord has led us and helped us unto this day. And we are in full confidence that he will also continue to do it. Here we read, we heard that we should contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. May the Lord help us to do it. But ye, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. These are words which touch our hearts. All of us, we want to worship God in spirit and in truth also today. Let us stand up for it wherever we are right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, for your faithfulness, for the word of truth, for the last message. We thank you. In the past weeks and months, you time and again, you blessed us through your word. Lord, give me grace and give all my brothers and sisters worldwide grace that we contend for this faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. With your help, Lord, for we know that only he who believes, we must believe with all our hearts, also tonight, that you are present, that you see us, that you hear us, and yet you are ready to bless us all, wherever we might be tonight. We have the promise, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Thank you. You are here in Krefeld, and everywhere there, where you people are hearing your word today. We ask you, bless our brother, strengthen him, so that he can serve us with the last message, with your precious word. All this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I ask now that Brother Frank comes. Yes, to the Lord be the thanks that we again can hear His word, looking at it, believing it, as we all heard it, contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. But firstly, I also would like to greet all worldwide in the precious and holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And from all the world, we received greetings from all of Africa, Canada, USA, from Nairobi, from everywhere. If one would mention all the brothers, Montreal, Canada, and Edmonton, and in particular, also from Cordoba, and we greet all with all our hearts and with all our souls. Brother Baumgartner is sending greetings, and also other brothers and sisters from Switzerland, from Austria, heartfelt greetings. Brother Müller from Germany is sending greetings. Brother Mwamba is sending greetings. Dr. Mbie is sending greetings. He told me with a deep touch, Brother Frank, what we are now experiencing, we have never experienced before. God is just so good. He's so merciful. God is true. And when the time is fulfilled, then is happening what He promised. If we look into the present time, then we sadly must say that we are sad about, that we can still not come together to our regular meetings, but we are grateful for it, that all can listen, all can watch, and if somebody would like to be baptized, let it be known to us. We can arrange a baptism. If there is a child dedication, let us know it. This can be done. If there are marriages, everything can be done still, as before. We are just so grateful to the Lord that we can submit to that what is happening now. And in the same way, we must say that everything what is happening now, whether the climate change, whether the global warming, everything becomes different. In the agriculture, forestry, everything becomes different. And if we then look at the aircraft traffic, at the railway traffic, the car traffic, and everything in all areas, nothing will be anymore as it used to be. And also the unemployment, everything will increase, but it just belongs to the end time in which we arrived, and we are grateful to our Lord God with all our hearts that He has given us the instruction which is valid for this period of time, the promises, to believe them, whether they are written in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, whether God spoke through the prophet Malachi, behold, I send my messenger before me. And when the time was fulfilled, John the Baptist came on the scene. And if it is written in Malachi 4, I sent unto you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, then we believe it. We are still in the day of salvation, in the time of grace. But this time is coming to its end. That's how our Lord has said it very clearly. Then the end shall come. And we are grateful to the Lord that we recognized it. What is happening in our time. In the same way, as at the first coming of Christ, Bible prophecies were fulfilled in that area, and our Lord was reading from Isaiah 61, in Luke chapter 4, we find it. And he said, today, this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes. In the same way, we can say, we can read many scriptures, emphasizing them. Today, in our time, this scripture is fulfilled. In particular, when it is about the main subject, the return of Jesus Christ and the preparation unto the glorious day. Beloved brothers and sisters, then we may say, may God give grace that we make all the experiences of salvation personally, that the Lord gives them to us by His grace, because we want that all who hear now the divine message, that they are ready for and at the rapture of Jesus Christ, at the return of Jesus Christ. And may the Lord bless all translators who are here today. May He bless them. May He bless Brother Etienne Genton, Brother Jean Lambert, blessing him, Brother Löscher, Brother Henrich, may He bless him, Brother Ziegler, may He bless him. All brothers, may He bless them, wherever they are, and wherever they are translating. Because this is necessary, that all the world can hear the last divine message. And we thank the Lord with all our hearts, that we can partake of the true proclamation of the true gospel, and that God has helped us to recognize the time in which we are living, and in particular the promise in connection with the return of Jesus Christ. Beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, precious friends, let it be said unto you worldwide, God watches over His word, and when the time of fulfillment for a promise has come, then He always finds somebody through whom He can speak and through whom the promise can be fulfilled. To Abraham, the Lord has given the promise, after 400 years, I will deliver your descendants, leading them out. And when the time was fulfilled, the Lord appeared in a burning bush to Moses. He called him, he sent him, confirming him. It was a divine call according to the promise which God has given. And brothers and sisters, I just have to say it time and again, emphasizing. Also in our time, not only 87 years ago, on the 11th of June 1933, when the Lord three times has called, look up, look up, look up. Also for Brother Branham, it was very new that the voice came from above. He has seen visions. He received revelations, visions. But never before he heard the voice coming from heaven. And then came the pillar of fire, the supernatural light came down, visible for 3,000 people with a rushing of wind. And the voice sounded to Brother Branham. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message which is given unto you will be a forerunner of the second coming of Christ. The time is fulfilled. And the Lord has given grace throughout all these years. But then came the 7th of May 1946, when Brother Branham was sitting the Bible on his lap, and suddenly the supernatural light came into the room, and the angel of the Lord descends in the light, stands before Brother Branham, and Brother Branham jumps up. He described the weight, the appearance, the height, everything. And the angel of the Lord said, fear not. I am sent from the presence of God unto you to give you the commission which is determined for you. And then he said these words, as Moses were given two signs, so you are also given two signs. The first one, that with your left hand you shall take the right hand of the patient in the prayer line, and that you turn your hand so that the surface is being seen. And then the angel of the Lord said, when the man for whom you are praying has a cancer, a tumor, then suddenly it will appear on your hand. And in the moment where the healing takes place, this cancer will disappear from your hand. And Brother Branham should tell the patient that they should open their eyes while the prayer, not closing their eyes, but looking, watching when it really happens. Brothers and sisters, I just say this to again show us that now, before the return of Jesus Christ, a divine call, a divine sending, a divine commission took place, and that this commission is being continued to be carried out, and that the divine message is carried into all the world by grace. That's how the Lord ordained it, and that's how it is happening in our time, and that the Lord God has given me the grace in the meetings, to have been in the meetings of this man of God, whether in Karlsruhe, whether in the USA, to experience, to witness how these divine gifts are in operation, and in particular, also Brother Gordon Lindsay and Sister Lindsay. He, of course, has written the book, William Branham, a man sent from God. How they witnessed on the platform, witnessing, watching, how the cancer or the tumor disappeared, was on the hand, and then it was not seen anymore. Those who bore witness of that, what happened in the year 47, 48, 49, and then came the second part, that the same ministry which happened with our Lord at that time was repeating. And Brother Branham, he was told, as the ministry of the Lord at that time was for the Jews and for the Samaritans, so now all the nations from all over the world, the same ministry is being shown and done. And it took place. And this was therein that God showed Brother Branham in a vision who the man is, what kind of sickness he has, where he's coming from, what the name is. And if one witnessed this personally, time and again, witnessing it personally, sitting in the first rows, looking at it, listening, then one can say it with all certainty, with an absolute, one can repeat that the same ministry which our Lord had at that time, he could tell Nathanael where he was before Philip called him. The woman at the well, he could tell her what she had. To Simon Peter, he could say what his name is and what the name of his father is. He could say everything. And therefore, it is written in John chapter 5, verse 19, the Son does nothing but what he sees the Father do. These also does the Son likewise. Brothers and sisters, I just mentioned this to say that that ministry which is now carried out is a continuation of that what God has done in our time. And we are grateful to the Lord. Now it is not about to see visions, but as the Lord has said himself, my servant, thy time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. And that's what's all about. The word, the everlasting word, the eternal word, to preach it. And when Brother Branham was asked what then actually the message is. His answer was, back to the Word, back to the Bible, back to the time of the apostles, back to the early church, back to the beginning. And this, by grace, we may testify of, that the Lord has helped, that all biblical doctrines about Godhead, water baptism, Lord's Supper, in fact, all Bible doctrines were newly put upon the lampstand, as never before, since the days of the apostles. And we thank the Lord with all our hearts for it. Now today, I would like just briefly reading a couple of verses from Matthew 24 to point to the time in which we are now living. It's just very important, because whether in Matthew 24, in Mark 13, in Luke 21, the three apostles repeated that what our Lord has said for the period of time at that time, what would happen before the return of the Lord, and what would happen after the rapture in the great tribulation, and even what would happen before Matthew 25 would find fulfillment. And here, in Matthew 24, we read in verse 4, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you." Just very important. All three apostles, they said, they wrote the same sentence, the same statement. Take heed that no man deceive you. Three questions were answered. What will happen with the temple and with Jerusalem? What is the sign of thy coming? And what is the sign of the end of the world? And the Lord really answered all three areas, illuminating them. And this, we just have to see where it belongs. And if we then read of wars and rumors of wars, then we come to our time. When we read, "And the believers in Judea shall flee to the mountains," then we know that it was determined for that period of time. Whoever reads these three Gospels, he must pay attention where that belongs, what was said. The Lord, of course, was sitting on Mount of Olives, opposite the temple. And I said it here before, just recently I said it. There, where on the Mount of Olives, the place is where all the buses stop, where they turn. This is that point where I can look from the Mount of Olives right through the valley down via Garden Gethsemane up to the Temple Mount looking. And the Lord was sitting on the Mount of Olives. And when he returns, to rule the earth as king, he will again step with his feet upon the Mount of Olives, which lies before Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, for me, this is just so mighty that all that what is written is placed there where it belongs. For instance, verse 14 belongs into our time. Here, Matthew 24, verse 14, and this gospel, other translations, and this gospel, this message of salvation, not another gospel, this original, eternal, everlasting gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. This divine word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, of the grace, of the forgiveness, reconciliation, this all-including gospel shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then shall the end come. This could not happen before 2,000 years ago, but in our time it could take place. When then is heard of wars and rumors of wars written, of earthquakes, famines, of pestilences, and also this word is written in the plural, not earthquakes and famines, but pestilences. And the pestilence, which is now, which is called Corona, 188 nations. As the climate change, as the global warming, as everything on the earth has become different, so also this virus is just here and everywhere. And what? Just think of it. All together, there are about 193 countries, but 188 are suffering, and thousands have died already. And then the Lord says, when these things are coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And we may thank our Lord God, thanking Him with all our hearts. And we can go straight to that point where the Lord has said here what will happen when He returns, namely as a lightning. But let us read in Matthew 24, Matthew 24, verse 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And then comes the mighty statement, behold, I have told you before. Who could foretell the charismatic movement? Who knew that? The Lord knew precisely that all these gentlemen who think to be under the moving of the Holy Spirit, doing the great wonders and miracles, all remained in the Trinity doctrine, all remained in the triune formula baptism. And what did Brother Branham say? in one of the last sermons which I just listened to, three kinds of believers. The true believers, the make believers, and the unbelievers. And then he asked the question, who are you? Who am I? What are we? Where does the Holy Scripture place us? And then he says, as God spoke to Abraham personally, and that he could then believe, so the Lord speaks personally to you and to me through his holy and revealed word. The living faith comes when the Lord speaks to us through his word directly, personally to us. And that we know that not a Brother Branham speaks here, not a Paul or Brother Frank, but the Lord himself speaks personally to me through his precious and holy word. And in that moment, where the word is revealed to us by the Spirit, then we have the biblical, the living faith. And I'm not judging, but just go from denomination to denomination. All have their own faith. All have their statement of faith, creed, dogma. And as the third, there are the unbelievers. But God has given grace, and I say it in the commission of God, that all who are now having respect before God and his word, and believing that what he is saying to us through his word, and then it will be revealed to them. They have the living faith which was worked in them. And this living faith becomes then the victory power which has overcome the world. Just so mighty. If one listens to the old sermons of Brother Branham, and then deepening oneself in the Word of God. Now, just quickly, hear the thought with the return of Jesus Christ. Here, in verse 27, we read, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So, not slowly descending in the message, but as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth to the west, so will be the return of our Lord. But listen, please listen closely. There, it doesn't stop. It goes on. And here comes one verse which gave trouble to Brother Branham. Here it says in verse 28, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. What shall one say to it? One just has to have witnessed this once, what it means that a gathering takes place where all are on one heap coming together, where not one is here and one is there, but there where the carcass is, there the vultures are coming down. And that's how it will be at the rapture. And therefore it is written that on clouds, in the plural, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that on clouds we shall be raptured. Our Lord went up on one cloud, but the believers from east, west, south and north, they will be taken up on clouds, but they meet the Lord together in the air. And then they go up with him, they enter with him in the glory. But now comes something very surprising in verse 29. Immediately, after the tribulation of these days, just think of it. Here of the rapture and of the lightning as the Lord comes, and then where the carcass is, there the virtues are gathered, and then it speaks directly of the tribulation time. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light. After the rapture comes the great tribulation. Then the day of the Lord breaks forth. Then comes the fulfillment, what is written in Revelation 6, verse 12. When the Lamb has opened the sixth seal, then the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon shall turn into blood. And here it is written, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light. Just think of it. Here the Lord, in a couple of words, he put in order everything. What happened there? What happens now before the return, before the rapture? And then tribulation period. And then the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall turn into blood, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. One can read many scriptures about these subjects. And God willing, tomorrow we will continue to show that everything was foretold, but that we always need two, three scriptures to it, to place everything correctly, namely there where it belongs. Because right here, it's then written that the Lord will descend in verse 31, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect. We all know these scriptures. And brothers and sisters, also here of the fig tree, learn a parable. Everything the Lord in one single chapter he set forth. Our task is to say, that's how it is happening, that's how it is, so how it has happened, and we are living in this and that phase, namely in the time of the calling out, of the preparation unto the glorious day of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we have the responsibility before the living God. And let me say this here, in love, but let me say it seriously. As there was only one Moses, and only one Joshua, only one Abraham, and only one Isaac, only one Elijah, and only one Elisha. So, also in our time, there's not a great large number. But as Brother Branham was sent, so there's a second sending. And this was carried out. And whoever bypasses this sending beats the Lord into his face. He scoffs at God. He scoffs, he mocks at his sending, at his, he's mocking at his calling, mocking his commission. This must be said here very clearly. As the Lord took care for it, that Joshua was together with Moses, and the Lord took Moses. He could look into the land of promise. Yes, Brother Branham. He has seen the raptured multitude, and he said, all were young, even the sisters. The sister who was above 90, when he could lead her to the Lord, he saw the glory of God. And brothers and sisters, but this was not the end. God didn't go home with the going home of Brother Branham, but God continued. He continued. And we are living in this period of time. And as sure as Joshua could say, store in food, store in victuals, for in 3 days we shall cross the river Jordan. So the Lord said, store in food and groceries. Must I always repeat the commissions of God which He has given time and again? Brothers and sisters, we are living in the presence of God, and we believe God's holy word, and we believe the commission which He has given to Brother Branham, that the message which was entrusted to him, the message of the word, and this everlasting gospel, not a changed gospel, not a self-made gospel, but this, is it not written, one gospel, but this gospel, a gospel, but this gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations, and this has happened in our time by His grace. We can cry out loudly, today this scripture is being fulfilled. Today the commission was done. All the world came to know what God is doing right now, namely what is done and what He is continuing to do. To Him be the glory and the thanks for it, that we truly recognize the time and the hour. Repeating the statement of our Lord, when you see these things coming to pass, lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. Our bodily redemption is very, very close. And may all brothers and sisters in all over Europe, in all of Asia, all of Africa, on all continents, be blessed, be comforted, be strengthened. And as we heard in the word of introduction, contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. And as we emphasized many times, our Lord said, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. There's only one sanctification which comes from God. This is the sanctification in the word of truth. And the word of truth we received and accepted. We contend for that faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints, the true believers, not the make believers, not the unbelievers, but was delivered unto the true believers. For this faith we contend. And we know that the Lord has given us the victory, because to overcome us, it's the crowd of victors, and they will be ready for the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. May also this, what was said here in simplicity, also I became older. Everything is no more as one would like to have it. But we are grateful to the Lord God and are happy that we can hear His word, believing it. And by the Holy Spirit, we got it revealed. Can all over the earth say Amen? Dr. Mbie, Brother Ngonga, Brother Cecil, all brothers, Brother John in Bucharest, and all brothers wherever they might be, can you all say Amen to it? God bless you all, brothers, who have part in the proclamation, who don't present own doctrines, but the everlasting gospel, preaching it as it was preached at the beginning, also now, together, proclaiming it, experiencing our preparation. To our God be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us all over stand up, thanking the Lord together. Lord Almighty God, you see the weakness of my body, but we see the strength of your word, which never returns void, but which accomplishes for what it was sent for. Bless our translators who are present here. Bless all translators wherever they might be. Bless in all languages, in all nations, because your everlasting gospel was proclaimed to all nations for a witness, and now the end comes. And we thank you, beloved Lord, that we understood your speaking. We have reverence before you, reverence before your holy word, and that faith which you have given unto us from the preaching, but the preaching came from the word, not own interpretations, but from the word of God. And so we thank you for your precious and holy word, and we call out with Isaiah and with Paul, who has believed our proclamation? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? To all who believe the Lord, who accept His revealed word, they are delivered, and they will see the glory of God, and they will be brought into conformity with God and His word. To you, the Almighty God, who you gave the promise through Abraham, in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. All nations, all tribes, oh beloved Lord, bless all brothers who are translating into other languages, also in all the tribal languages. Oh God, we thank you also for the technique for our brothers. We thank you Beloved Lord, you have taken care for everything. Thank you. Thank you. We may call out this day many scriptures were fulfilled before our eyes. And we may lift up our heads knowing that our redemption is drawing near. To you, the only God, be the glory and the praise throughout all eternity. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Jesus, erinnere ein, klingt's an mein lauschend Ohr. Du bist heut näher heim, mein Herzen geht zuvor.
Nearer to home. Is done, then I rest at home. Nearer to the victory reward, nearer to the white throne, nearer to the sea of glass. Nearer to home, nearer to home. Soon the work is done, then I rest at home.